My name is Carol Farley, and this is an extract from my story, The Knack of Carnival. Carnival is how it feels to Jess, a new percussive pulse. She steps off the pavement and the crowd accept her, a movement sleek, silver, hardwired. Pride, they call it, but she wants to call it carnival. Flags sway above the people's heads, and she sees shoulders rise and fall in the rainbow colours. Two orange balloons drift above the crowd and float higher than the roofs, higher than the blue clock of St. Martin in the Fields. The sun burns her eyes. She looks down. A dark-haired girl, 20 maybe, moves in front of her. A bracelet slips down the girl's arm as she points up at the balloons. "Look, floating peaches," the girl says to a friend in a red dress who walks beside her. "If they hit that spire, they'll drench us all in the sweetest pulp." Her friend, or girlfriend, rolls her eyes. Jess smiles. This girl feels it is carnival too. Mardi Gras. Paddles of butter and sugar scent the air and tingle the tips of tongues. Jess squints skywards again and imagines peach rain falling. She imagines the dark-haired girl leaning into her friend, saying she told her so, while everyone else, in groups or pairs, shrugs, smiles, scatters in various directions to take their satisfactions home. There is no one else alone here. Jess will be the only one to leave her satisfactions behind today, a tourist to this place. Anyone who gives her the quickest glance, she sure can tell. She has followed, but that doesn't make belonging. All her classmates would stare if they saw her now. Anyone who knows her would stare right now. Jess Hughes, they would say. So straight in every sense. She should be with the others, trailing around the Victoria and Albert, her mind a buffering wheel as the guide rattles on, pointing out yet another detail that they should find fascinating if they would just stand there for a moment, focus, discover the lost art of immersion. She shouldn't be in this easy crowd, imagining giant peaches, which only properly belong in children's books, dripping juices as rain from a clock blue sky. Her mobile vibrates. A message flares across her orange screen. "Where in hell are you? Clayton will go rage when he realises."